And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. She's with us many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Hi.
Good morning there, Charlotte.
How are you surviving?
I am surviving. What a pleasure. Good morning to the whole listening audience, and welcome to 2013.
I know it's colder in probably Minnesota, but it's darn cold out.
It's colder if you think about what's going on up at Angel Fire in Taos. Angel Fire went down to minus 32 last night.
Good heavens.
Here, it's just bitter cold. There, it's like killer cold.
That's just not nice.
But we have all this gorgeous snow, and no one has permission to complain about any form of precipitation.
That's true. We can, however, complain about snow removal or lack thereof.
Well, I think you direct that to the city, but I don't really want to get stuck in the middle of that one today.
Well, we're speaking of the arts.
We are speaking of the arts, and speaking of snow and rain, on Monday evening at 6 o'clock at the Santa Fe Art Institute, we are inaugurating the next 2 years of program, which is gathered around the theme of contested space. And there was a time when the contested spaces were our wild frontiers, and we would argue over who got there first and who could claim it. But with the world being totally Googled and mapped, and I mean not just the Earth, but the whole idea of space being mapped and unraveled and explained and claimed, we suddenly find ourselves in a position where we need to focus on those contested spaces that are part of everyday life. So whether it's political or geopolitical, whether it's social or racial, we decided that for the next 2 years we're going to be talking very seriously about the contested spaces that exist in the world
like
today.
What?
Such as, we'll be bringing in an amazing gentleman in March. His name is Carlin Tapp. He's Navajo, he's a wonderful photographer, and he decided he would go and map Route 66 on his motorcycle and catch those communities who, when the interstate system was developed, were left absolutely on their own, disconnected once again.
Right.
And most of the communities he's interested in are the native communities who developed all of these sort of presentations and marketing strategies that were dependent on Route 66 and having people drive through. You build the interstate, and suddenly transportation and movement through the nation becomes a kind of contested space.
Very interesting.
The first one up, however, which is this Monday, the I think it's the 7th of January, at the Santa Fe Art
Happy
Institute.
New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Is going to be an experiment that the Art Institute decided to try. We have many kinds of programs, and we decided to see how we could interconnect them and build new program. And this one is an example of two artists and a curator who were invited to spend the whole month of December and much of the month of January at the Art Institute to put together a very interesting exhibition. The artists are Cynthia Hooper, who's from the West Coast, and Hugh Pocock, who's from the East Coast, and it's curated by Patricia Watts, who's the head and founder of Eco Art Space, which is an organization that does art programming around ecological issues. And they are presenting an exhibition that will be up for the whole month of January and a gallery talk on Monday at 6 p.m. when the exhibition opens. And the exhibition is called Shifting Baselines. And what these two artists have been studying is the shifting baselines of water, polar ice caps, oceans, rivers, reservoirs, and the ways in which over time in history, we have this odd tendency to move what we call the baseline in order to make things either appear less horrible, less threatening. And so their work is really in video, photography and installation, as well as some beautiful watercolors. Their exhibition is about giving the viewer the time to actually seriously engage with many of these issues through very, very beautiful images.
Very interesting.
And just like the Ken Burns film that we were just talking about, the idea that the arts give us the leisure of time and space to consider when these things happen and the media makes their decisions, and then they get put into the dumpster, into the past, and we don't think about them anymore. So this should be a really interesting exhibition. Hugh Pocock is using snowmelt from New Mexico and some Arctic polar ice that he is presenting, and it's really going to be a fascinating experiment as well as a beautiful exhibition.
And just one more event, which is not part of your series, but the film Chasing Ice at the CCA.
I was going to talk about that one,
it's
too.
It's really good.
It's an amazing film, and it's definitely one of those films that everyone has to go and see. And another example of exactly what we're talking about. Having the ability to sit for an hour and 10 minutes or an hour and 20 minutes and deeply understand the narrative and the images that constitute the sort of melting polar caps.
Yeah.
And how it affects every one of us every single day and more and more.
Yeah, whether we know it or not. On a completely different note, we've got two kitties of the week.
Oh, two.
Two kitties.
Do they come as a package?
They come as a pair.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And their names, here's some cuteness for you. Their names are Eve and Dawn.
Eve and Dawn. I would have liked...
The morning and the night.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
They're mother and daughter. They're very attached to each other. They're social and gentle cats who both love to sleep in beds and laps, and they would do best in a home without small children. Dawn has a short coat with a tortoise shell and tabby markings, and Eve has a short black coat. If you would like to adopt these kitties, call 505-316-2281, email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can go to fandfnm.org. That's Felines and Friends.
Well, for all of you who have pets, we opened by talking about how bitterly cold it is outside. We really need to be thoughtful about the fact that animals can't be left outside in this kind of weather.
Take your dogs in.
Take your dogs
Leave
in.
Leave them in. Take them for a walk.
Exactly.
Don't
exactly.
forget to take them for at least a bathroom break.
Although, goodness knows, I think they're happier being warm than they are being walked in this weather, but they need both.
Yes.
So tonight, what's going on in town is... there's some really interesting exhibitions opening at Vivo Contemporary. It's called Giving Voice to Image. It's a collaborative exhibition between New Mexico poets and gallery artists, which means artists that are already part of Vivo Contemporary. It's up there on Canyon Road at 725A. And there's going to be a reception this evening with readings by Lauren Camp.
Yay!
And Barbara Rothman. And if... The reception is from 5 to 7 tonight, so that should be a nice way to end your day, stay warm, and go and look at both some beautiful art and hear some remarkably talented poets read.
And Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow morning at 8:30. 8:30, ladies and gentlemen. I doubt it'll be really warm, but it's worth it to get yourself over to Collected Works Bookstore for the breakfast lecture team presenting an opera breakfast with guest lecturer William Derbyshire, who will present on Les Troyens. I don't know how you say that.
Yes, Les Troyens.
Les Troyens.
It's the Met Opera's revival of the great Berlioz Les Troyens.
Okay,
which
Les
is
Troyens.
It's the saga of the Trojan War, which comes from Virgil's Aeneid. And it's not often presented and staged, and the ability for us to be able to go over to the Lensic after stopping at Collected Works.
It's not based on the Iliad?
No, it's on the Aeneid, okay. As far as I know. I may be wrong. I'm often wrong.
Anyway,
but you should start the morning at Collected Works. They have outstanding coffee, great pastries. They even have breakfast burritos.
And the screening is at 10 at the Lensic.
Exactly, and then the screening is at 10, and I think that's a really lovely way to start a cold Saturday morning. I recommend it highly.
And then Sundays in January from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Lorianne Fiorentino will be back with live music performance. And she's a wonderful performer. And Children's Story Time is every Wednesday and Thursday morning at 11:45. And that is fun for the kids.
Fun for the kids. So if you can't get to the opera in HD at the Lensic on Saturday morning, they're going to be screening it again at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Although
nice.
You won't have the wonderful pleasure of the breakfast lecture at Collected Works. But also on Sunday...
Well, you could.
What? You could. That's right. You could stop it at any time and collect it work. You are always.
You are free. You are free
always
men
welcome.
And women.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Performance at the Screen on Sunday. They have a marvelous series, and they're going to continue that performance at the Screen series. With the Screen is on the campus of the University of Art and Design, and that is the Bolshoi Ballet production of La Sylphide,
nice.
Which is at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. So you could go to see La Sylphide and then go on to see the Met Live. Really interesting, interesting Sunday. But another thing that you might want to think about if you're not up for going to the Screen to see performances of the Bolshoi Ballet is Common Cause is the voting rights director of Common Cause and the former Green Party candidate Diane Wood and Rick Lass are going to be talking about legislative issues with our own local Farron dancer at 11 a.m. at Collected Work Bookstore.
Yay.
Another really, really interesting thing to put on your list of activities for Sunday.
Considering there is a legislative session coming up,
yes.
Which is 60 days in which legislation will be passed.
We hope.
Something will be passed.
We certainly hope so. A lot came to the floor last year. Very little got passed.
Well, but last year was a 30-day session.
That's right.
They're not supposed
That's
to right. do anything except the budget.
Yeah. You're right.
The budget.
What do I know? I have high hopes all the time. Another thing on Sunday, Bobby Sundberg, who is the curator over at the International Folk Art Museum, and Joyce Cheney are going to be talking together in the closing program of Young Brides, Old Treasures, Macedonian embroidered dresses from 1 to 4 over there at Museum Hill.
Very nice.
It's a beautiful exhibition. It's been up for a long time. If you didn't get to see it, catch it before it closes, and while you're there, you can pick up the chocolate mate y mas.
Yes,
which is another really nice exhibition.
Yeah, how many museum shows on chocolate have you seen?
Well, exactly. I love the opening events with all the different kinds of chocolate.
Yeah.
But you can also, if you stop in the shop, they have chocolate, hot chocolate, in little cups that you
nice.
Can sample,
yum,
and buy and take home.
They've got good museum shops up there.
They do.
And before the screening of Chasing Ice tonight, there is a film by a local filmmaker named Eileen Torpy, and it's called Ocean Keeper. So that's at 7:30 tonight, and it's one night only at the
CCA?
CCA.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Besides Monday night, coming to the Santa Fe Art Institute to hear the two artists give a gallery talk and see the exhibition, Shifting Baselines. There are some other interesting things. They have a Breakfast with O'Keefe talk and morning event from 8:30. A lot of things are going on early in the morning next week. 8:30 to 9:45 at the O'Keefe Museum. The various staff members are going to be talking about careers in museum work. And, you know, it's a kind of nice way to personalize those very smart, very competent people who run the museums in Santa Fe.
Yeah, so. Very smart and competent indeed.
Yes, indeed. So stop over and have a chance to meet them and see them. For me, the big deal this week, besides the exhibition and gallery talk at the Art Institute on Monday night, is that starting on Wednesday, StoryCorps, which is an unbelievable project that was begun, oh my gosh, I think begun like 11 years ago. The national nonprofit organization that records interviews with everyday Americans, people who live and work in our country. And they're going to be recording on the plaza in an Airstream trailer parked on Palace Avenue on the plaza from Wednesday the 9th of January through February 9th. And
yes.
It's just remarkable. They're all kept in the Library of Congress, and it's a way of recording the diversity of stories and voices from the incredibly complex diversity of the people who live and work here in the United States.
And what you do is you go in pairs. So let's say mother and daughter, or uncle and nephew, or two sisters, or two good friends who've known each other a long time, or whatever. You go in there in pairs, and you one asks the other person questions, and then that story is recorded. And there's a facilitator there who will help you if you need help, or if you get stuck, or anything like that, and they've got wonderful equipment. And you then, this gets archived forever, and you get a copy of it, and I think for a lot of people, it's a family document that never would have been there for them otherwise.
There's no doubt, not only for their own family, but for the American populace in general. You know, we hang with the people often who are just like us, and they have similar experiences, and they have similar mindsets. To hear the voices of people from all walks of life and all levels of the economy and all cultures and all races is such a gift. I grew up in a household where my father would often say that an enemy is someone whose story you don't know.
Right.
And that concept of hearing people in their own voices tell their stories and record them for posterity is phenomenal. So if anyone
it's like
out there...
Studs Terkel.
Studs Terkel, absolutely.
But I always say Studs Terkel because that's the name of my car.
But Studs wrote, and so the actual voice...
Well, he did radio, too.
Oh, he did do radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But the point is, if there's someone that you know and love who has a remarkable story that you would like to record and keep and share, you need to go online, and you need to call, you can call 800-850-4406, or you can go online to StoryCorps, StoryCorps, .org, and you make a reservation, and then you can go down and record. And I think this is really important. You know, New Mexico doesn't always have much of a visibility in national coverage. In fact, I'm always amazed that when you look at the weather in any city or state other than New Mexico, the weather person is always standing right in front of New Mexico. So you can't see the state.
And can we also just say that this is sponsored by KSFR?
Yes, it is indeed sponsored by KSFR.
K Santa Fe Radio.
Exactly. Okay, so Thursday, and you can record these all the way through till the 9th of February, so get online,
yeah,
make
get
a phone
on it.
Call, make a reservation.
It goes by faster than you think.
Yeah. Thursday in concert will be Greg Brown. He's an Americana singer and songwriter performing at 7:30 at the St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And there's a wonderful book talk on Thursday as well. The Santa Fe Botanical Gardens are having their winter lecture series.
Nice.
And that's really a wonderful contribution to Santa Fe. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. It's going to be, the lecture will be, and talk will be presented at the Museum of International Folk Art. And you can call for reservations. And it's going to, this winter lecture series is going to continue on the second Thursday of each month all the way through April. So learn a little bit about indigenous plants and about the flora of your own landscape.
The flora, which is not as easy to see today as it would be in the warmer weather. Hey, lots of dancing and music. I've got
a nice email
with a beautiful list that is telling us that Chifo Sanchez and Smoking Hot is at El Mesón tonight.
Yes.
Cody Wayne Country Music is at Taos Mesa Brewing Company in Taos. There is Santa Rueda at the Odd Fellows with Carlos Mora, wonderful dancer, from 6 to 9, and then Salsa at the Lodge at 9. The Sean Heelan Band is at the Cowgirl tonight at 8:30. Flamenco Fridays at La Boca with Julia Chacon and Inspiración Flamenca. There's Country Nights at Buffalo Thunder. There's Stephanie Hatfield and Hot Mess at Taos Inn. Lots of good stuff all over Santa Fe and Albuquerque and Taos. Lots of good dancing and stuff like that. And that was just Friday. So there's good stuff on through the weekend. Check out your Pasatiempo and your reporter and get your dancing and music listings.
Absolutely. There, you know, again, we find ourselves in that marvelous situation where we're talking about the incredible richness of the programming that's available in Santa Fe.
In a town this small.
And we need to, you know, give a heads up and a shout out to all of the people that run all these organizations.
Yep.
Because without them, this richness wouldn't be here. And to KSFR and to you in particular, Mary Charlotte, for being so able to bring all of this to the community in such a generous and direct way.
And all of our music DJs.
All of
this
our music
DJs,
yes. This is such a,
things, you know, we do talk and news, which we do, but we've got so many amazing music DJs, and a lot of them let us know about this stuff, too. So keep the radio on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
Everything. And it's not just jazz. I mean, there's jazz during the day, but there's in the afternoon, there's kind of variety programs, and in the evenings, it just goes wild.
Absolutely. In fact, it's a good thing to have on all the time, and you could turn it in, tune it in, and turn it up when it's something you really want to hear, and have it be a remarkable background when you don't.
There we have it.
There we have it. So what are you going... Did you make any New Year's revolutions?
Revolutions, yes. Did I make any New Year's resolutions? Yeah, I always do, but I never keep them. I think.
Are they always the same, or do you make new ones each year?
You know, I would have to write them down in order to tell you the answer to that, and then be able to find a piece of paper. Let's see.
I've seen your office.
You don't want to have seen my office. Let's see. I think health and things like that.
Good. Taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Taking care of the people around you.
Sleep.
Taking care of the land. You bet. Taking care. That's my.
That's yours.
That's my resolution for 2013.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. It works. It works. It opens your mind to think of ways of breaking old habits and.
It's hard to break old habits.
Well, that.
You want to form good habits.
Yes, and they're the ones that are most challenging, obviously. But when we have friends around us and family around us who help us to see our little blind spots. They're not blind spots anymore. We get to see what we're doing.
And they're glaring errors.
Well, sometimes glaring errors, sometimes, you know, wonderful things. Blind spots can be good and bad.
Well, so taking care of ourselves, each other, our community, our planet. And
getting out into the landscape more.
Yeah.
So we have all of the wonderful Lannan cultural freedom and readings and conversations that are coming up.
Yep.
We have the Telluride Mountain film coming to Santa Fe on tour, which is just, you know, talking about getting out into the landscape.
Yeah.
They take us out into the
they
landscape.
They take us out of the landscape.
Thank you so
I know,
much.
And the thing that's tricky about that is you can actually sit on your comfortable plush chair and feel like you've been extreme skiing.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I think in many ways that's the whole idea of the power of the arts.
Yep.
Not only do they show you the detail, but they show you the grand scale.
The grand scale.
The grand scale. And coming up as well is the Super Bowl, one of my favorite Santa Fe projects.
And we're not talking about the athletic
contest.
We're
not talking about the football. We're talking about the soup, as in S-O-U-P, Super
yes.
Bowl. And it's the Food Depot's annual fundraiser. All of the ceramicists in town make beautiful bowls and mugs and cups. And you get to pick one out. You could pick out a lot of them if you want and buy it. And then you can walk around and sample all of the fabulous soups made by so many of the incredibly talented chefs here in Santa Fe.
Saturday, January 26th at 2:30 at the Santa Fe Convention Center, and I just found out I am going to be one of the MCs.
Oh, baby.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, I like that. That's great. It is one of my favorite Santa Fe events. I love Pancakes on the Plaza, and I love the Super Bowl. And the thing that I like best about the Super Bowl is the amount of generosity that goes into it. The chefs provide all the soup, and their restaurants and their organizations. The ceramicists provide all of the cups and bowls, and all of the money goes to the Food Depot, which is the center for food distribution in northern New Mexico for families and organizations that would otherwise go hungry.
Exactly. Wonderful, wonderful organization. And like many of the organizations in town, they would like to render themselves unnecessary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But as they are necessary, this is probably the most painless way of being generous yourself. It's not expensive to get in. You can buy a bunch of bowls that are wonderful gifts, or you can just keep them for yourself, and you can know that you are hanging out with the community. It's another thing that I love about it, like Pancakes on the Plaza. Everybody shows up. So you've got all walks of life, everybody sort of sharing in support of the Food Depot.
And I'm listening to the music, which means it's time to go. Diane Karp is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is on the web at Hasta la... Go ahead.
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll get out of the way.
They're on the web at sfai.org at Santa Fe Art Institute. And again, wonderful programming going on over there. And we are streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thank you so much to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today, and thanks to all the awesome KSFR staff and volunteers and board. It's a wonderful organization. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Have a wonderful weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Stay warm. Be kind to your animals and each other. Get out into this beautiful town. Diane, have a great one.
Thank you very much. You too, Mary Charlotte.
We'll see you next week.
Hasta la vista.
Ciao.
Ciao.